In the past year, at least 573 U.S. troops and Pentagon employees have died in Iraq. More than 3,000 have been wounded in action or injured in non-combat-related accidents. The death toll has spread through the ranks of soldiers, diplomats, and civilians from other countries. 56 British military personnel have died, one Ukrainian soldier, 5 Bulgarian soldiers, 2 Japanese diplomats, 2 South Korean civilian workers, 1 Colombian contractor, 16 Italian soldiers and police officers, 2 Thai soldiers, 1 Venezuelan soldier, 1 Polish soldier, and 7 Spanish intelligence officers. Specialist Christopher Kenneth Hill was 8 days shy of a 2-week leave when he was killed in Fallujah early on the morning of Thursday, March 11th. He was the lead gunner in a convoy when a remote-controlled bomb detonated, killing him and another soldier. Specialist Hill was the first soldier from Charlotte, North Carolina, to die in Iraq. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Jamie Bedren has this report.
The last time Chris Hill saw his baby daughter, she could barely sit up straight. Now, at 14 months, Sierra walks on her own. But her father will never know how far she's come. His wife, Cheryl, is still grappling with the loss. Hours before he died, she had spoken to her husband on the phone about coming home.
Right now, I'm sure there's a reason, but right now I don't see that. More than anything, I feel bad for Sierra. She's lost her daddy, and she won't ever know him.
Chris graduated from Moor Park High School in a community about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. When Chris was 20, he enlisted in the Army. According to his wife, Cheryl, the military completed him. He was destined for a life in the Army.
When Chris was here, Chris was lost because he had to have the military. I mean, he just loved that so much. It was hard for Chris to give it up to begin with, so I had a feeling then he would go back in.
Chris served 4 years in the Army and then joined the reserves. Last April, after the war in Iraq started, he re-enlisted. He was assigned to the 1st Infantry Division based in Fort Riley, Kansas. Chris's friends and family will remember a man who was outgoing and fun and loved to sing. He even had his own karaoke machine, and he never turned down a chance to imitate Elvis Presley. At the cemetery Thursday, his cousin Jennifer Fitzgerald said Chris was a kind and selfless person.
Chris wanted to love on others. He wanted to make you smile. It didn't matter. He would find a way. If you weren't into singing, he'd find what was important to you. He'd listen to you to find what was important to you. And after he listened to you, he'd get involved with you.
But there was another side to Chris. He had found strength in God. After moving to North Carolina to be near his wife's family, Chris was saved in the Baptist church. His brother-in-law, Rick Cope, a budding Christian songwriter, has written a song for his niece called Praying For You, Sierra Song.
I wanted his daughter to know that he's there when she rides her bike. He's there when she gets married. He's there in spirit.
At Thursday's funeral at the Independent Bible Baptist Church, next to Chris's coffin, someone placed a sign that read, "All gave some gave all." Christopher Kenneth Hill was buried with full military honors. He was awarded a Purple Heart and Bronze Star for bravery. He celebrated his 26th birthday on March 1st in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Jamie Bedren in Charlotte. 'Cause I'll be